League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Let's get ready to rumble!
That's right. Yesterday was Star 99.9 Day in Bridgeport.
What are you doing with that music again?
Because I wanted it. Star 99.9, today's Best Mix at Santa and Raven. Yesterday, we talked about what music we wanted to walk into City Hall to when we get our proclamation from the mayor, and this is what I picked. Just, walking in, our hands raised.
Right. Here's the thing, though. Yeah. We never actually walked in the building whatsoever. They did it all outside in the courtyard, and it was a beautiful day out, so that was nice. But, I mean, I thought after we'd be welcomed in with some finger sandwiches or something like that. Nope, the mayor went back to work, and we were pushed off.
So that's the interesting thing, was that Raven all day, all he could talk about was how when he became mayor, because apparently he thought that by getting this proclamation of Star 99.9 Day in Bridgeport, he would actually become mayor.
It was implied. It was implied when he was on the air with you that I would be able to sit in the chair and do things in his office.
So
all right?
It's so funny.
It was implied.
We roll up to the front door and they're like, no. You guys don't have to come in here at City Hall. No. You guys just stand. You stay right outside. The mayor's going to come to you.
Yeah. Aren't you guys going to have lunch? Go over to Mayor Cross. That's where you're going, right?
Mayor Canteen, yeah.
Right. Go have some lunch.
Yeah, they have great hot dogs. So we came up, with the top five reasons why Mayor Joe Ganim in Bridgeport wouldn't let Raven into his office yesterday.
Oh, great. That's fun. I need a reminder.
Five.
Sweat. It was hot outside. And I got to tell you, Raven kept talking all this junk about wearing a suit and showing up and looking all good.
No, that was not going to happen.
He was sweaty, and the mayor saw you like from his office window, and he was like, do not let that smelly dude into this building.
Come on, I wasn't that sweaty. The thing is just not to move. That's the trick, is just don't move.
Okay.
Four.
They actually ran a background check on you before you arrived, and they were like, oh, wait a minute. They flagged you.
I feel like maybe I should have been vetted before they put my name on the paper. Right. Maybe that might have been a good idea.
They're
right, guys?
Wait a minute. Come on. Oh, okay.
Three.
Maybe he was actually threatened by your mayoral abilities.
I mean, he's thinking about another election, right? He's thinking about going for governor. Then he'd be like, oh, well, you know what? You go try for that race over there, and we've already got a guy. We've got a guy coming in after you, Joe.
I mean, you think you're the mayor of Middletown.
Right.
So he figured he's going to walk in there, and you're just going to take over Bridgeport for real.
Well, you know, I've made some friends in Bridgeport. You know, I could press the flesh. We could see what could happen.
Okay.
Two.
He checked what mutual friends you have on Facebook, and he noticed that all of a sudden that you had Chris Christie as a friend.
Oh.
And he figured, guilty by association, he didn't need you around there. He actually saw what friends you had on Facebook and was like, dude, do not let this guy into
I
the front
like
door security.
If Chris Christie is still in a list of friends somewhere attached to one of my social media things, I feel like it's probably more of a common love for sandwiches and has nothing to do with politics.
And donuts. But you guys both love donuts.
Right. I mean, everybody can have common interests, all right?
One.
He probably stole the tiger cubs from the Beardsley Zoo. He's housing them in his office. And he just doesn't want us to realize that they're there. So he figured if we keep us outside, we can't see the adorable tiger cubs in there.
He was the last guy that got to play with them before they were, you know, quarantined because their nails got too sharp after that.
Right.
He was the last guy. So there might be a bonding thing going on there. And we do have quite a jealousy over that because we missed our window, man. We missed it.
Well, we could still go. We just can't play with them anymore.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
I think I'm going to go
this
weekend.
I mean, he was wrestling and rolling around on the floor with them.
Right.
That's different than what we'll get to do.
And he's still doing it in his office.
Right.
Imagine you walk up into Mayor Joe Ganim's office. He's just rolling around with the Tiger Cubs on the floor.
Like Tyson. Right? You know? That's just the way he's living back there.
Yeah. So we think those are the reasons why Mayor Ganim didn't let Raven into his office yesterday.
I mean, plus or minus. There may be more.
There may be more. Yeah, exactly.
There may be more. But maybe one less, but maybe many more.
We were very excited to get the proclamation. In all seriousness, and we want to thank Mayor Joe Ganim and the city of Bridgeport for having us. It was an incredible day.
Yeah, the support of this city is fantastic. It's a lot of fun, makes it all worthwhile, no question.
The Anna and Raven Show. With you everywhere you go. The Anna and Raven Show podcast. Star 99.9. Today's best mix.
League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.